I've always been amazed and impressed by the Red Cross. The American Red Cross stands by to provide shelter and food and comfort to people whose lives are upended by disaster, whether it's a house fire or a natural disaster of some kind. They provide blood to patients who need it. And because tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, which follows all the fun of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, the Red Cross is asking people to help out on Giving Tuesday. Joining us right now is Trevor Riggin. He is the American Red Cross Vice President of Disaster Cycle Services, talking about how people can help with money or blood this holiday season. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having
me. Appreciate you joining us this morning. So Giving Tuesday tomorrow, a reminder to people to help out with charitable donations. What's the American Red Cross been up to in the past year?
So we have seen a short number of big disasters over the last 5 years. In fact, on average, every 2 weeks, Red Cross responds to a new major disaster, whether that's the wildfires in Southern California, Hurricane Dorian, the devastating flooding caused by Tropical Storm Imelda, or the Midwest tornado that floods the winter months for Nebraska and Arkansas this past spring. Red Cross is there to have shelters, food and meals, critical supplies, and right when they need it. But it's not just the big disaster. We also respond to single-family and multi-family fires. In fact, every year we respond to more than 60,000 disasters. Most of those single families who have lost their home tragically in the middle of the night. That's why Giving Tuesday is so critical. It's a reminder for people to help others during the holiday season, and it's a great opportunity to help make sure the Red Cross is there to respond and serve those people.
And not just financially, but blood donations, I think, is something else that the Red Cross is very well known for. And during this busy holiday season, it can be difficult to collect all those blood donations that you need, can it?
That's right. And blood donations are always welcome, but this time of year especially, there is a critical need for all blood types. With inclement weather and travel plans, people aren't able to meet their donations. So we really encourage everyone to go to redcross.org, sign up for the nearest blood drive. Make sure the Red Cross meets their commitment to serve to the 40% of the nation's blood supply. That single donation saves us to three lives.
All right, redcross.org. Another thing that the Red Cross does that I think a lot of people aren't aware of is keeping family members connected to those who are serving in the armed forces. And that's an important part of the Red Cross mission, isn't it?
It is. A critical part of what we do, and each and every day we support men, women, veterans, and their families with unique talents and military lives. One very important way we manage something called the Hero Care Network, where military members and their families can be shot 24-7 to get support should emergency arise. That could be a baby being born, a loved one's ill. We need to get them, men or women, in uniform home safely to be with their family. We do that each and every day all across the country. We also provide free professional services for recovering police warriors and food, housing, and mental health support for veterans and their families back here at home.
Trevor, how can people help the Red Cross on Giving Tuesday or any time during this holiday season between now and the end of the year?
It's very easy. You go to redcross.org, make that financial gift today to help our work with disasters, support the men and women we perform all around the world. You can also go to redcross.org to sign up for blood donation at the nearest blood drive and help save up to three lives.
All right, very good. Trevor, thanks so much for the information. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye now.